As you well know, a record must break on radio in order to actually provide a living for the artists involved. Up until now, you've had to make these record-breaking decisions on your own, relying only on perplexing intangibilities like taste and intuition. But now, there's a better way. The cut that follows is the product of newly developed compositional techniques based on state-of-the-art marketing analysis technology. This cut has been analytically designed to break on radio, and it will, sooner or later. No other release is going to satisfy your corporation's current idea of good radio like this one. On this cut, we're working together on the same wavelength in scientific harmony. Special designer song follows in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
But it's there, and it's very important.
I hate it!
What's music? The beat. We live our lives, but we can't help it.
Hello, and welcome to Radio Clash. This is the 25th edition. It's the special radio edition. And you've heard this song over and over again, so I'm actually going to play it for once. Play it all the way through.
Radio Clash on Pirates are alive. In your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights, human army surplus or refusing of the lights. This radio clash on pirate satellite. Is an urban Vietnam, giving deadly exhibitions of murder by napalm.
This is
Putin's
Tim Radio.
This is Tim Studios, ranging from 6 to 9. Just about it.
By handy.
This is Radio Clash tearing up the Seven Bales. This is Radio Clash, please save us, stop the whale. Underneath the mushroom cloud, this is radio. Don't need that emo swell.
Being drilled into your consciousness over 24 episodes over about 5-6 months, that's finally the Clash with Radio Clash. I hope you're well. This is a special 25th edition radio edition, and I'm going to cut down on the mindless prattle from me, and I will sporadically sporadic noise interference from me, but most of it's going to be just music and weird stuff and podcasts and whatever. Later on, there is a fuck mix. Oh, by the way, this isn't work safe, which is FCC, F-U-C-C, which is to do with the FCC, surprise, surprise, and all of the fact that you have to now play is like, was it half a mil of fuck or something like that? Anyway, and hey, the guest of millions. There'll be millions. There'll be all kinds of people dropping in. Well, not really dropping in. Not actually dropping into the studio. Well, it isn't really a studio. It's a bedroom. That sounds really odd. That's actually strange images. Strange images. Anyway, let's go straight into Video Killed the Radio Star by Mini Pops. If anyone remembers the Mini Pops, they were sort of Jonathan King, Gary Glitter, Wet Dream. They were kind of. There were kids pretending to be older, wearing makeup and being lascivious and singing songs like Betty Davis' Eyes and Satisfaction and ABBA songs and all. It's sort of hypnotically bad, really. Really is.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake, intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Listening to Radio Crash.
What does this button do here?
Uniting the nation. Radio One.
Video Killed the Radio Star. the radio star. Now it's about how iPod's going to kill the radio, period.
Well, pod listener Andrew Robilac takes a look at the online art of podcasting.
Hey, everybody. Holler! Oh, it's Trex of the Tree with your pal and my pal, Seth from Why Me.
Worst music you ever. This is the worst Trex of the Tree I think you'll ever hear, too.
Probably ever.
That was the intro to a radio show called The Worst Music You've Ever Heard.
Yay!
But you won't get it on your AM dial.
It's very good.
It's part of the hottest new thing on the internet called podcasting.
And then Trex of the Tree is very good as well. Oh, shut up now.
Podcasting is true grassroots radio. It's a huge universe of audio programming that's available online for free. Podcast content downloads to your MP3 player automatically. And it's pre-recorded, so shows happen on your schedule, not some corporation's. But podcast content doesn't come from where you might expect. It's not Fox News or CNBC or even CBC putting this stuff together. No, this stuff comes from the kitchens of the world, and the living rooms, and probably some basements, too.
Here we are.
In a tricky week in my luxury York penthouse flat.
Stop QED.
Well, say what?
Say what? You popped on the PM penthouse. That's
PM
what?
Penthouse?
Yes, you overloaded the microphone and you popped. I'm sorry, but you popped. And that's
all right, I popped. It's no big crime. Now, can I get on with the program, please?
I'm sorry, but there must be retribution. We allow most things on the BBC. Tedious chat shows, Davy, Travis, Margaret, Howard, Dirk, James, and even John Walters. It's no crime being dull on the BBC. No crime, in fact. We prefer it that way, but what we will not stand for is popping. We're very thorough at the BBC. It doesn't even matter if it were Her Royal Highness's Christmas speech.
This year, more prisoners than ever have been detained at My Majesty's pleasure. That means that I have had more pleasure than ever. A man comes up to me and says, "Your Majesty, does it give you pleasure to detain this person who's committed a parking offence for a further 10 years? I look at his photograph, and it is an ugly bastard. I say yes, it does give me pleasure, and we all have a sodding good laugh. I suppose you've noticed that I'm not too hot when it comes to royal impersonations. But my people, oh shit, one's brick.
Right, stop it, Your Majesty, stop it. I'm sorry, but you popped. We can't have that, and we cannot have that on the BBC. Put the barrel of this gun in your mouth, please.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Pull the trigger. Whoa. Goodbye, Queen. Good heavens, it's not blue after all.
Las empresas se reparten el dial. Han comprado su parcela y bombardean su basura comercial. Emisoras controladas por la banca en que se ayer está. Diversión no planificada para tener audiencia enganchada. Manipuladores de noticias, expertos de la desinformación. Para ellos no hay miseria ni injusticias. Politiquillos de salón, pero aún nos quedan radios libres que trabajan por un cambio social. Intente callar. La verdad no se puede silenciar. Radio Capital, 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 Radio Capital.
My radio advice. had better do what you were told. You better listen to the radio. I wanna bite the hand that feeds me. I wanna bite that hand so badly. I wanna make them wish they'd never seen me. About the times ahead, but everybody else is overwhelmed by indifference and the promise of an early bed. You either shut up or get cut out. They don't wanna hear about it. It's only inches on the reel to reel, and the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel. Radio is a sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. You better listen to the voice of reason. But they don't give you any choice, cause they think that it's treason. So you had better do what you were told. You better listen to the radio. Wonderful radio.
Radio Clash.
And here's our host.
I am Indy Wayne, and this is Bootleg Garth. Say hello, Bootleg Garth.
Hello.
And, you know, this podcast sucks, basically. Beware. It could be another shitty experience. And even though it's completely scripted, at least that's the way it was explained to me. That sucks so bad.
If I were a wealthy man.
What's up? It's Paris Hilton, and welcome to my first podcast. Today is Thursday, April 28th, 2005, just 8 days before the opening of my new movie, House of Wax. Right now, I'm in the green room at the Ed Sullivan Theater. I'm bored. I just can't wait to get on the show. This is like my fourth time here.
Like, oh my god! There's like the Galleria. I'm like all these like really great shoe stores. I like love going into like clothing stores and stuff. I like buy the neatest mini skirts and stuff. It's like so bitchin' because like everybody's like super, super nice. It's like so bitchin'. Like.
For sure, it's the Paris Hilton podcast brought to you by those wonderful folks at Podshow. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. I think I expressed myself through mixing, through the art of mixing, what I truly feel about the wondrous verbosity that is Paris Hilton. I mean, it's the cream of the crop, isn't it? And I could go on further, and you don't really want to hear me, probably. Maybe you do. Write in at radioclash@meetandpop.net. Anyway. But there was a very, very, very good bit on Bicycle Mark's latest show. You must check out Bicycle Mark's podcast, which is at bicyclemark.org. Sorry, Mark, I've got that wrong. and I asked if I could play this, and I think it says what I feel at the moment better than if I said it myself like this in a very monosyllabic voice. So here goes. Here goes nothing on the mixing.
My thing is, I want podcasting to say hierarchy free, because I'll tell you right now, hierarchy ruined blogging. You have A-list bloggers, you have B-list bloggers, you have C-list bloggers. Instapundit will never acknowledge, you know, the Mindcaster, who's a smaller blogger. That's a problem. You've created traditional hierarchy in a new medium. And that's why I worry when I hear that Podshow is consulting Sony, is consulting all the old powers, went to the Howard Stern studios. Now, Howard Stern, funny guy, cool guy, he works for a major media corporation that has ruined radio. Now he works for satellite radio, but satellite is still limiting who can get on the airwaves. Not only that, but it's paid. It's a paid subscription fee, which, so I'm not even sure how I feel about that. My bigger point today is I want to draw a line in the sand. If there's a line to be drawn, I'll stand on this side. My side is I'm in podcasting for human connection. I want to speak with, understand, make connections with people all over the world, and that's the big power that we have here. I also want to break down the awful traditional power structures that have fucked up this world to the point that it is now. And you might think, well, it's just podcasting. Relax, dude. But I think it's all connected. Just as media influences society, podcasting in its little realm will and has been, well, beginning to influence a segment of society. So I don't know if I'm declaring war or drawing a line, but I'm interested in hearing from podcasters who intend to remain independent, critical, and do not subscribe to those old stupid values where there are people at the top, there's the cream of the crop, and then there's everybody else, and there's no access from bottom up. No. I don't want that again, because that's what ruined media to begin with.
Right on, my brother. Right on. And this is one podcast that definitely follows those rules. Well, not rules, but follows that line of thought that staying independent, commercial-free, will actually not get involved in any of that. Not that I've been asked. Hey, it's all about sour grapes, isn't it? No, not. Because what will happen is the money will come in. Podshow has now got this Sirius where they're actually playing 4 hours. Is it a day or a week? I think it might be a day. A 4-hour show about podcasting and using other people's podcasts. Again, Adam having all his content delivered to him, which is all very nice. And but I mean, I can see that's promoting podcasting, but it's something else because it's actually on XM, it's actually on satellite, it's actually not podcasting anymore, is it? It's a show about podcasting, it's not actually podcasting. And I think what's going to happen is that people will either be put off because the entry bar, I got into the internet right at the right point in 1996 where you could actually sit down, like Adam Curry has talked about. I was there. I sat down with Mozilla, and it was Mozilla, then it was Netscape 2, and learnt HTML. I taught myself it. It was not, and at that point, you could just go and do that. And that's where we are at with podcasting. And what happened then is then, you know, all the big sort of like Front Page and Dreamweaver came along, and then Flash, and it all got to a point where now you've got Flash that's got basically object-orientated C++ coding in it. And it's like that entry bar. People ask me, oh, how do I learn? I'm like going, well, here's a few pointers, but actually you just have to sit down and, you know, you have to make that gigantic leap, whereas I made it in little steps. And it's all about access. And what has always bothered me about podcasting is access. It's generally white, male, middle, upper class. And I'll be very interested if the developing world and the third world actually started doing podcasting. But I can see how things like from bandwidth, the servers, to everything, it's actually dead against them. But it is a more of a democratic medium than, say, the broadcast media. You know, don't get me wrong, it's much, much more freer. I would love to see a situation where it's very much, much more freer. But certainly, companies like Podshow, Odeon, whatever, creating their idea and their model of podcasting, what tends to happen is that becomes the dominant model, the dominant hierarchy. And also, like the Paris Hilton show, things that people want to promote will become podcasts, and they will become the Tonight Show, as you know, the States, that will become, you know, that will become the dominant thing. Because they'll be picked on whether they're cute and got white teeth and whether they're very marketable and can talk about naughty things but about their media profile and what they can sell, rather than whether their content's any good. And it doesn't matter how much Podshow kicks and screams and says, oh, no, we only support, you know, what we're pushing, you know, no, yes, we have no bananas, it's only Madge, it's only this. At the end of the day, if they don't make a sale, they don't make a sale, and they're going, you know, if Sony comes and said, actually, we're really, really interested in promoting the daughter of the CEO, who's interested in podcasting, and we're going to promote her, then what do you do? You know, it's going, money will screw it up. Money changes everything. And I've done this rant before, so I'll shut up now. But I just find it very interesting that this concept that Podshow are being very, very egalitarian and very, you know, doing it for community and projecting cream of the crop. Well, yeah, there are some good shows that they've signed up, but it's actually a total load of bollocks, because what will happen is they'll promote what the marketers tell them to promote, what the people with the money tells them to promote, because I work in marketing and I work in media and I know how it works.
Ho, 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 boys and girls. Christmas is coming. Run away, run away. Ho, ho, ho. Listen to Radio Clash, kids. Otherwise, I'll piss down your chimney.
So, I'm going to start this mix. I'll see you soon.
Fuck you very much, the FCC. Fuck you very much for fining me. $5,000 a fuck, so I'm really out of luck. That's more than Heidi Fleiss was charging me. So fuck you very much, the FCC, for proving that free speech just isn't free. Clear Channel's a dear channel, so Howard Stern must go. Attorney General Ashcroft doesn't like strong words, and so he's charging twice as much as all the drugs for Rush Limbaugh. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you all so very much.
Oh dear.
So fuck you all so very much.
What about Dick Tracy? Dick, that's an interesting name. Dick.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word. Just by its sound can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. Fuck, as most words in the English language, is derived from German, the word fricken, which means to strike. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories. In fuck,
incredible. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, fuck. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, fuck. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock,
fuck.
We're gonna
fuck
around the fucking 10 o'clock tonight. Put your flat right, so join me home. Have
almost
some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna fuck around the clock tonight. We're gonna fuck over broad daylight.
Examples of sporadic situations.
When the clock strikes two, the three and four,
dismay, aw, fuck it.
Fuck! Around the clock tonight, we're gonna build for broad daylight, we're gonna
fail!
Around the clock tonight.
Maybe that bullshit in the fucking society. Besides saying that life is gone, I come to the truth and see others.
When the chimes ring 5, 6, and 7, we'll be right in 7th heaven. We're gonna
fuck
around the clock tonight. We're gonna
shut the fuck up!
Till broad daylight. We're gonna
fuck
around the clock.
11-2, I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna
fuck you,
rock
and fuck you!
Broad daylight. We're gonna
I really don't think that the satanic message is there.
Fucking fine.
Knuckles.
What?
Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. It's a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying.
I gotta get fucked with so much shit. Silver
shithead
again. Who knows?
You
might be the strangest kid in town.
What is this fucking ponderous, man? Ponderous, fucking ponderous. This is American Top 30, right here on the radio station you grew up with. Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck you, Liz. Fuck you too, Richard. Oh, fuck you, Liz. Fuck you too, Richard. I fuck you. Oh, I'm such a nice kid, though.
Recent events have prompted the Federal Communications Commission to impose fines and levies on stations which broadcast indecent material. Because of the Rick Emerson Show's ongoing commitment to the Portland area community and its listeners, we strive to stay within federal decency guidelines and to broadcast only those materials and topics not considered indecent by the Federal Communications Commission. And so, as part of this effort, we present today's installment of Approved by the FCC. Today, the sound of a small kitten being set on fire and beaten to death with a hammer.
Scratch my
fast and quick, every dick use fingers to finger it. DJ scratch fast and quick, every dick use fingers to finger it. DJ scratch fast and quick, every dick use fingers to finger it. DJ scratch fast and quick, disco D, work that shit. Fuck me on the dance floor. Fuck me on the dance floor. Fuck me on the dance floor. Fuck me on the dance floor.
Right about now. Check it out.
Recognize your face on my thumb. I fantasize all these guys get down. Double up on this track for now. You can't go and say no, 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 ain't no time to tame. Yo, play little game. Yo, I you can't act like Prince. Hit that bitch in purple rain.
The roof is on fire. The roof is on fire. The roof is on fire. And we don't need no water, daddy. We don't need no water.
Check it out now, the funk soul brother.
Oh,
right about now, the funk soul brother. Check it out now, the funk soul brother.
She's gonna fucking die. She said, "Don't touch anybody. Touches my stuff," and I said, "You fucking die!" Like that. I was finishing her part for her. You know what I mean?
That was the fuck mix, the F-U-C-C mix. This little bit at the end says, yeah, you get what I mean? It's like silence. There's no secret that him and Kim Deal didn't get on. So, moving on. Back to the music. Oh, God, that sounds really bad DJ sort of talk type stuff. Now going to play a very, very, very fine, a very fine and delectable bootleg called Radio Kier, and it's by who's it by? If I can find it, classic thing. I should have had it all. There we are. All We Need Is Radio Kier by PPM.
Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. All you ladies pop your booty like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. Do it now. Make it good, so this feels just like you should. My neck, my back, lick my boo and my crack. My neck, my back, lick my boo and my crack. My neck, my back, lick my boo and my crack. My neck, my back, lick my boo and my crack. First you gotta put your neck into it. Don't stop. Comes up. Oh, lick it now, lick it good. Lick this pussy just like you should. Come on, right now, lick it good. Lick this pussy just like you should. My neck, my neck, my neck, my neck, my neck, my back. Lick my pussy and my crack. You might roll up, you might have cheese. But fuck that nigga, get on your knees. Lick
like me, more than split. Good, but it's so good, I mean. Every good, your friend's so clean. A whole head of niggas fuck up my feet.
You're listening to Radio Clash.
This is Radio Clash
on Pirate Satellite.
Radio programming has gone through many changes in the past few years, and so has the thinking behind the use of jingles. As always, the primary purpose of an ID package is identification, to remind a listener what he's got on so he can recall it during rating periods. But many programmers are realizing once again that a jingle can convey more than just the name of the station. It can also convey an image, some slogan or thought about the radio station.
You're listening to Radio Crash.
In other words, a jingle can do more than just name the product. It can say something about it. And this can make the product more memorable.
Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, things go better with Coca-Cola, things go better with Coke.
Now it's Pepsi, for those who think young.
Face it, how well would you have remembered the Coke jingle from 10 years ago if it had been
Coke?
And more importantly, how would you have distinguished between Coke and its competitors if they had been using jingles like this?
Anything.
Wait a minute. Go ahead and use some of that money to bring some happiness.
Jim, I really have a problem. Jim, I never have money left for impulse buying.
Asking you to supply music, news, information. Your jingle should give an immediate answer to those requests. Not no.
Paul, money is only paper and metal till you put it to use.
I never have money left.
But you've already decided to buy. This is Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips, and your name is...
Bob.
Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh. This is Pennywise, line 6. You're on. And your name is...
Bob.
Caller number 5. You're on the air with Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh. Let's go to line 7 on Pennywise. Hi, I'm Jim Phillips.
Bob, commercials.
Oh. Oh.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, well, listen... I think your first responsibility is to yourself and your family.
This station, therefore, thanks prepared for the call. A specially condensed version.
The Subgenius Hour of Slack.
The tape was then edited down to our show. It was then re-recorded and finally broadcast at night when the largest audience could listen. The program became so popular that the station was requested to release it to the United Nations so that they could broadcast it themselves. Thereby providing another source of income. For the value of radio time,
libraries
judged
in
by the
homes
amount of goods
of different
itself.
Sorts of jelly pirate radio.
This is wonderful Radio London, where you're hearing things, where you're feeling things.
And certainly a lot of the older listeners to Radio 1 will remember that one. They made jingles for all sorts of specific spots. They even had a jingle for going to church in the mornings.
Radio London reminds you, go to the church of your choice.
Transmission, Third World War, third round. A decade of the weapon of sound above ground. Ain't no shelter if you're looking for shade. I lick shots at the brutal charade. As the polls close like a casket on truth devoured, a silent play on the shadow of power. A spectacle monopolized, the camera's eye on choice disguised. Lights out, guerrilla radio, turn that sh up. Lights out, guerrilla. Was it cast for the mass who burn and toil, or for the vultures who thirst for blood and oil? A spectacle monopolized, they hold the reins and stole your eyes. A fist of guns, bullets and bombs, who stuff the banks, who staff the party ranks. More for gore or the son of a drug lord, none of the above. Cut the cord, lights out, guerrilla radio, turn that up. Lights out, guerrilla radio, turn that sh up. Lights out.
Oh dear, right. Seems to have had a slight problem with the previous record. That was a Dutch dance duo called Animal Amsterdam Magic on a Dutch label. I picked that up at a car boot sale 2 weeks ago. But anyway, here's something by the GLC, or the Goldie Looking Chain as they like to be known, and it's a song all about grandmothers.
Well, I understand there's been some sulking about More Music Monday, so I put together a good rocking program to cheer the guys up a bit. Sessions from Bob and Wedding Presents, and what do you think about this? John
Peel. That was a bit of John Peel, sort of little homage for John Peel there. I hope you enjoyed the show. It's been a bit of a mad one, really. It's planned for ages, and then I just kind of got really pissed off with it and threw it to... Oh, no, I expertly put it together. As I said, what I've been doing recently, I went to a great gay mashup night called Mutant, which is at 333 on Sundays at the Bank Holiday. That was very, very good. Very highly recommended. And they played Dr. Pressure, and there was a bearded drag queen with from Dirty Fairy. No, not Benjamin. He was DJing, very good DJ. One of the people from Dirty Fairy with a megaphone shouting along to Dr. Pressure, and they played Booty Station and quite a few fairly well known bootlegs, and it was good. It was very good. And as I saw Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy movie, which was absolutely shit and depressing, but I'm glad I saw it. But I wouldn't recommend anyone seeing it if you're a fan of Douglas Adams. If you don't know anything about Douglas Adams, then go ahead, be my guest. Just remember that the radio plays and the BBC TV series and the books are just a universe, a galaxy better. It's basically, it's like Keystone Cops in space. That's what I wrote on my review on the on Amazon. I've been going to Amazon and voting for all the negative reviews because I think all the marketing bods have got in. All the reviews people are in the initial media viewing, that's usually kind of sets off the alarm. And they've all been sort of very voted up to the first page, and the second page is all the negative ones. So it's like, what's happening there? I can smell a sort of a marketing fix a mile off. And so I'm going to play out with some Low. I've played this before, but I'm going to fucking well play it again. It's a track called Transmission. It's off an album called Means to an End, which, if I actually find it, was a... an album of Joy Division covers. There's also a sneaky Smashing Pumpkins cover as a Star Children, which I have to track down as well. But it's highly recommended, and it's going to play out with that. I hope you enjoyed the full version of Richard Cheese's version of Guerrilla Radio, which I also used in my mashup in my show at the start. And I hope you enjoyed the show. It's been chaotic. It's been intentionally chaotic, and there's been sort of stuff about podcasts and radio and various things going on. Certainly, I think podcasting is the way forward. I think that the radio better look out, because although pod will eat itself, it looks like podcasting will kill the radio star. But the problem is that the revolution might be monetized. I was going to do a rip-off of Gil Scott-Heron, but I thought better of it, and also my beat rapping skills are crap. But yeah, revolution has been monetized is the phrase du jour for me at the moment after that strategy cast. I will see you soon. You can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net, and you can go to the blog and post comments about what the hell was that at http://, www.mutantpop.net/radioclash. Well, I'm threateningly orthodoxy of the format. I'm challenging the hierarchy of the radio format, you see. Yeah. I'll see you soon. Thank you.
The best sound in Britain. Radio 4.